author of the week. It's always a pleasure to have an author in studio so often because of the proximity of our authors. We're not able to. We have to do it over phone. But Bob Anderson is an exception, and our author of the week is always sponsored by our good friends at ABC Books on North Glenstone. And this is a book like 34. That's a lot. You've written a lot of books.
Well, several of those were written by a gentleman by the name of Jerry Ahern that started the series. There were actually 29 of them, and then we resurrected the book.
So it's the Survivalist series.
The Survivalist series.
All right, and before we get into that, a little bit about you. I mean, you're from the area here.
Live in Seymour now, moved up from Texas, retired military, and I've done some speaking, and finally got back to my first love, which was writing.
What part of Texas?
East Texas, Kilgore.
Okay. And how'd you end up in Missouri?
We were, we were on a scuba trip. No.
Oh, okay.
And decided I'd been stationed down in northern Arkansas and liked Missouri. So we bought some land up here and moved up in 2007.
So the series itself, it started back early 80s. Is that right? I mean, this is very long running.
Yes.
Are there any other book series that run that long? I don't.
There are several others, but this is the only one that I'm familiar with that has been resurrected. Don Pendleton started a series called The Executioner, and to my knowledge, it's still running. That started back in the mid-70s.
So for folks that aren't familiar with this series, how would you describe it?
It started off as action-adventure.
Okay.
There was World War III. St. Louis got destroyed by a nuclear weapon. And then the story is centered around John Thomas Rourke and a friend of his that are trying to find the family. It goes, there was only going to be 7 books in it. Mm-hmm. Jerry had thought about that. But it hit, and it led the survivalist movement back in that time frame. So he just kept writing, and eventually, if you keep going, you're going to hit the end of the world. So right. he put a little science fiction in it, moved 650 years in the future. 1993, it ended. Jerry contacted me in 2012 with the idea to bring it back. I had met him. I was a fan. I was a reader.
Uh-huh.
It was a high point to meet an icon like Jerry.
So how and why you? I mean, a lot of people, you know, they think, well, gosh, I read Stephen King. I can't imagine him one day calling me up being like, hey, how would you like to carry on this, in my name? Why you? How did that happen to where you ended up being called to resurrect the series?
Jerry and I met in 93, and we got to be friends. Over the years, we'd worked on a couple of projects. Jerry, I think, was sick whenever he brought up the idea to me. His wife, Sharon, contacted me after he passed, and gave me the opportunity. Nick, it was magic. Absolute magic.
Now, this, the latest, it's Lodestar number 34.
Correct.
And there's a Springfield connection.
Absolutely. Fantastic Caverns. In the original series, Jerry had had created what was called the Retreat in northern Georgia. Well, the universe has shifted several times. There's all kinds of new dynamic storylines. I had toured Fantastic Caverns and thought this would be a great place. So got in touch with Kirk Hansen, and he has been great to give us all the help and guidance we could get.
He certainly is helpful. He's a good guy. I know him. Now, you're going to be at Fantastic Caverns, sort of the book tour, is that right?
Yeah, we're not sure exactly what date. We're trying to get that worked out right now, but it's going to be probably within the next month and a half or so.
Now, do you do other books outside of this series, or is this something that you devote to?
No, actually, this was kind of a surprise. I have another series called TAC Leader that I started. Then there's one called Grandfather Speaks, and we picked this one up about three years ago.
Now, this story itself, this latest edition, are these continuations of one another? Do people, if they're not familiar with the series, should they start back, or how do you recommend?
The original series, we've maintained certain things about it. One is there's a little bit of a recap from the last, so you could pick it up in the middle. We are maintaining the original storyline, and the way that Jerry wrote, as close as I can get. Really good action, breathing some life into these characters, not two-dimensional. They have faults. They have fears. They have goods. They have bads. And that's what made them real.
And you are going to be doing a couple giveaways, autographed. How's that work?
If people will go to my website, which is bobandersonbooks.com, and comment on the entry on the blog, then we'll pick a couple of random selections this afternoon and present them.
Do they need to comment anything in particular or just anything
just
at all?
Just let us know how to get in touch with them.
All right, that's bobandersonbooks.com, and we'll have that link up at ksgf.com as well. Anything else you want to tell the listeners about today, either the book, yourself, whatever it might be?
Shout out to our publisher, Speaking Volumes. They have done a great job. The books are now not only in print, but also in all of the formats for ebooks, and they're working on getting them into an audio format.
All right, very good. Bob Anderson, our author of the week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, sir.
Always like having the authors in. It helps when you live close.
There you go.
All right, thank you so much. Springfield's News Talk FM 104.1 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed.